Thank you for tuning in to Visit Vegas Places with Coil, where we showcase business owners and entrepreneurs in the fabulous city of Las Vegas and internationally. So take notes. This is Real Vegas, real topics, real business with real owners, and you just might hit the jackpot. Welcome, you guys. So last year, last season, I spoke with a young writer, producer, and director, started with YouTube. Now I see his movie previews on like every platform. Not to mention, I think he has his own app. Yes, his own app. So if you're a fan, you know, and I have a connection with Gaston, Alabama talent. So let me introduce you guys again, Devon, DJ Raglan, owner of DJ Entertainment. DJ, man, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me once again, man. Thank you so much.
You've been putting in work, buddy. It's been almost a year since you've been on. You've been putting in work.
I know it. I've been busy.
That's good, man. That's real good. So you got a lot of new things going on, which is good, man. I'm going to set the platform. What are you just getting through doing right now?
Well, it's funny how we're doing this, but at this time, we just launched the ENT Plus app, which basically it does everything, like all of our stuff, all in the in our fans' pocket. All they have to do is, you know, if you want to get a shirt or merchandise, go to ENT Plus app. If you want to buy a ticket for any of our future events, go to ENT Plus app. If you want to see all of our exclusive content, go to ENT Plus app. If you want to watch any of our free stuff, like our YouTube videos, anything like that, go to the ENT Plus app. Everything is on the ENT Plus app. If you want to vote for the Mason Awards, it's on the ENT Plus app. Everything is in the pocket of our fans.
That's something beautiful right there. That's like a million steps from the last time when we convoed. Now, for this app, this app is like you can go on any Play Store and get your guys' app now, huh? That is beautiful.
Don't worry, if you have an Android, you can get it on there as well. I'm working on getting on smart TVs as well. You know, Roku, all kinds of smart TVs, Apple TV, all that kind of stuff. That's just going to take a little bit more because it's more than just two platforms. Gotcha. So smart TV is going to take a little while for me. But like I did with the app, Google was launched first, but I didn't announce it until Apple was released as well. I want to make sure all the platforms are launched before I announce it. So that's why certain platforms are already on TVs and stuff. I'm going to wait until everything is on it.
So before I want to get into that app and share some of your knowledge on how you, some steps you got started for the audience that are listening, that's like interested, like, dude, how did he get his own app? Name, you have a movie premiere coming out, Another Love and Family. I saw that, that is blasting. Let us know about that and some of the actors involved.
Yeah, Another Love and Family is like the culmination of everything that the Mason Saga, which is what we're telling since 2017. It's the culmination, like the grand finale, the big final show of the Mason family. You know, it has everybody in it. You know, all the franchises are all in it. You know, the Married Life franchise, the Word of Willie franchise, the Living with the Masons franchise, you know, every all your favorites gonna be in it. It's one big ending. Pretty much what I can tell you now is that it starts off how we it ends how it started, you know, with a Thanksgiving dinner. They trying to come for another Thanksgiving. It's the second Thanksgiving dinner, they try to get back together. But at this time, so much is going on. As you can see from the last episode, Brandon has been shot. Bryce, it's just a lot has been happening since the very first Thanksgiving dinner. A lot has happened. You know, there's a gang trying to take down Bobby. There's so much going on. Chaos. It's just so much going on. So,
It's
just,
I like it.
It's going to be chaos. I can't tell you too much because it hasn't been released.
Yeah. And I see the previews because you are like, you turned it up on the social media also, which I love. And I'm always on the clips to see like, okay, what's next? What's next? And it's like, dude, he turned up the drama on this. Like everyone loves drama too.
So, that's what I'm saying. You got to go stick with the times.
And your actors are good. You know, like, what gets me is like usually, I'm from Los Angeles and I see what they call is what we used to call back in the days. Well, that's low budget movies. Well, there's no more of low budget movies. Now there's anything that's the creator. So your quality of the actors are better than some of those that are like on Netflix right now. I mean, I see low budget movies on Netflix all the time. I'm like, dude, this acting is horrible, or the storyline is horrible. You have good quality, man. Mm-hmm. Good job. Good quality. How are you conditioning your actors?
The funny thing about that is,
Go ahead.
The funny thing about that is that majority, almost all of my actors, talent, teams, whatever, behind the scenes, whatever, first time ever doing it. And I like that about it, because, you know, none of us are professionals. That's the beauty of the DJ Entertainment. None of us are professionals. Not even me. I said when I first started the company that I was going to make a lot of mistakes. I'm like, this is new for me. Because before I started the company, I was very, very shy. You know, I was very like, but I was like, all right, I had to like, you know, get at me. Like, you know what, DJ, if you want to do this, you got to get out there and stuff like that. Now I hire people like it's nothing. Like it's, you know, just, and then I hire people that had never done it before, and they turn out to be one of the big top dogs of the company, like War, the character War, Tony, Bryce is like fan favorites and stuff like that. AD, right, you know, they just kill me right now.
Man, that's lovely. So they're just naturals. You're blessed to get blessed with naturals. And it's funny because and I know some of the actors, I'm like, I know this is their first time working with something like this. And it's like shocking to see them on camera and perform how professional they are. That means they have passion. You could tell they really want this more than you do. And that's real good right there. Yeah, that's good. You're a smart man. I like that about them. You said mistakes. I'm going to make a lot of mistakes. And I can attest to that. I'm not a professional either. I'm a year and a half in podcasting. I'm brand new. I'm not no master at any of this. Yeah. So I'm learning by trial and tribulations also myself. So yeah, same, that was a good thing. Yes. I think if we don't make no mistakes or any failures, you're not really trying. You got to really, in order to get out there, you have to go through that. And that's how you learn. Those are the best lessons. The best lessons, man. So the married life. Jamie Winborn, man, that's my buddy, man. He did it. That one's funny.
You would like that one.
The married man, you're gonna tap into a lot of married people with that one, boy. Yeah. That one's you on time with that one, buddy. What made you come up with that one? How did you did? Was that you all the way?
Yes, that was me. But the thing is about it though is that it wasn't planned for them to just be Jamie and Miss Donna Ingram just running the show. At first, it's about to be about their sister-in-law and their, not sister-in-law, but their daughter-in-law getting married, whatever. It was about to be about their marriage. Okay. But then the feedback of the first episode, like, everybody's like, Jamie killed it. He was so funny. Yeah. Oh, Jamie Winborn, he was so funny. Miss Donna, they have so much good chemistry. I was like, we got to go with them. They're married. Let's talk about their marriage. And it works. I hear this all the time. They have good chemistry. They act like a real couple, like a real married couple. Like they're just going through what all married couples do and just making a show. And that's the beauty of it. It's a comedy kind of show that just talks about married life.
That's beautiful. Like usually when you have situations like you have on a professional setting or what they have on that next level, they would need coaching for that to feel each other.
Yeah.
So like when I'm looking at them, I can feel it too. Like, dude, this is a married couple. Like it feels like they've been conditioned and coached. Like they just hopped in and was like, man, that's talent. You can't get no better than that with the talent, man. That is good talent, man. And my hat definitely goes off to you. Now, some important steps getting back to the app that you took for the audience to know that you know now that to accomplish the app development? That you can share with the listeners, like some that are listening, what are some of the main steps that you know, like, okay, you need to have this in line before you can really launch your app?
One thing that made me really want to get the app is the main thing is that I had to understand, I had to go and think about, I had to be in this fan's perspective, or my customer's perspective. Like, I have to understand that, you know, nobody's going to go to, like, if they want to watch Netflix, nobody's going to go to Netflix.com to watch one of their shows or movies. Right. What they do when somebody want to watch like a Hulu or Netflix, they go to the app, whether on their TV or on their phone.
True.
So I understand we're not on the level as Netflix and Hulu, but we're in that category. We're a streaming service. So if we want to have a streaming service like ENT Plus, we're going to need an app. So I thought that and like, that's a perfect idea to get an app. So I had to look on YouTube. If people got to understand, people think like it can't be that simple. Yes. I go to YouTube. How to do this? How to do that? It teaches you everything. I'm always on YouTube. If you know me, I'm always on YouTube. YouTube can teach you a lot.
Right. You're right. You're so, right.
That, that's how I learned how to edit. That's how I learned how to do apps, all that. So
okay. Yeah. I mean, but you know, you the practice comes in the hopping in and the hands on of it. You could look at the film yes. all day. And what DJ is saying is correct. I'm a YouTube fan too. YouTube taught mm-hmm. me how to podcast correctly. YouTube taught me also editing programs. Also my funneling and my ebook. I just launched the ebook 2 weeks ago, and YouTube taught me everything besides the program mm-hmm. ConvertKit that I'm with. So you are correct. But you can't just look at it, you guys. You got to actually apply those actions. Once you do look at it, you get that knowledge, you apply it, make something happen. Now,
yes, sir.
With that app, when you say ENT Plus, is that you also? You came up with ENT Plus?
Yes, that I came up with that because, you know, the company is called the DJ Entertainment, but, you know, I always said for short, the DJ ENT. So I was like ENT Plus, you know, right. some extra, like exclusive that you can't see on YouTube or anything else. And, you know, that's our how we have the exclusive content of, you know, because I remember like the, when we did this podcast interview last time, you told me I should get a website. But then I was like, huh, what should I do with this website?
Right.
Not, I know we're going to have our information, how to join and all that kind of stuff. But let's get something special on this website. Right. Let's try to put something exclusive that we'll never see on YouTube or anything else. ENT Plus. Let's have that for all of our movies, our exclusive shows that you can't see on YouTube and all this kind of stuff. All you have to do is pay $5. That's not smart. That's very simple. Or use the promo code MMP and just get it for $1.99 the first month. It's very simple, you know? And you see all of our exclusive stuff are, you know, more, you know, the stuff that is not so much family friendly most of the time.
Right.
Can be on ENT Plus.
Right. That's that premium for that premium content. Mm-hmm. That's right. So
yes, sir.
See, last conversation we had, you set up the website, then you took it further. Mm-hmm. You have an app mm-hmm. now. And my take on it, when I see that ENT Plus, that's big right there. That's something like a bigger umbrella where you could put other shows under where people can come to you. You might want to look mm-hmm. at that because you're pioneering something big. Sir. So that ENT Plus
can
be an umbrella for other, you know, upcomers like you that want to get their show out there. You have it. You got it.
You already know.
Smart man. Smart man. I like that.
You on my head now.
I love it. I love it, man. All right. Hey, don't forget, though, one thing, too, I got to tell you. I know you document everything, but your process, document that. That is an ebook you can sell. You know what I mean? That can be selling on its own. Okay. All, everything you're going through, like right now, you just develop an app and put it out. Now, whether you had hands in it or not, your process is steps. Like you said, I went to YouTube. You did steps. Those steps presented in an ebook form, I will buy. You know, like I will get that. Like, cool, he did an app. Just go get his ebook and he'll lay it out. So just something to throw in your ear. You know, them steps that you're doing, that's monetized those steps that you documented. You can still get money off of that. So just another thing to think about, you know.
Yes,
so
sir.
Those steps. And then also the people who see what you're doing are also they're going to believe that, you know, and also see it. So those are you got fans that don't even know you that are watching you. It's like, man, I'm seeing them come up like me. They're watching me and see me came from when I was nothing to now. And they're like, I believe in what he's doing because he's serious with it. So that's why I say with you, if you had a book or an ebook out there on anything as far as production, film, or how to do a sitcom or any movie, I'm going to get it because you've already validated yourself on social media or anywhere that this is what I do. And I haven't just did this just for likes or views or just for 6 months. I don't think you're going anywhere. I know you're not going anywhere. Doesn't look like it to me. So I think I know for sure the next time we talk next year, you'll be telling me it's about to be in the movie. It's about to be premiered in AMC. It's about to be in the theaters. It's on Netflix. Now you can go to Netflix. So yeah.
Yes,
all right. So
I
love it, man. I love it. So let us know a little about the wrestling. You still doing that?
Oh yeah. Listen, man, Spartan Pro Wrestling is like a second family to me, you know, like, you know, the DJ Entertainment will always be my first and foremost family because that's my baby. But at the same time, Spartan, the people there, you know, they are so loving people, you know, the general manager, the owner of Spartan Pro Wrestling, Joshua O'Hagan. It's funny that the people that play bad guys in movies and all this kind of stuff, they are the sweetest and coolest people you ever want to meet in real life. Right. And I'm going to tell you one thing about Joshua O'Hagan. He is the coolest person ever. Just give me the opportunity to do something I always wanted to do it since I was a kid. Just commentate on the action. You know, I don't care what people say about wrestling. It's fake, whatever. Like, it's still not the easiest thing in the world to do. And those people put their bodies on the line to do entertain people on every week. It's not like a once a month thing they do over there. It's one is every week, every Saturday night, they're putting their bodies on the line to entertain the people of Gaston. And now they have their big show. By the time it's already over, by the time this is produced, but they have their big, like, WrestleMania kind of event, Warriors Chamber, October 29th. And I'm so privileged and honored to be able to see that, see their work, like the biggest show of the year for them, to see that in person. It's going to be an amazing night.
Wow, that's beautiful. I love that. And then I still trip on it because, you know, I've been in the city of Gaston, know the city of Gaston. So there's other old heads my age that when we see that and I show them, like, look at they doing wrestling in Gaston. They're like, get out of here, Gaston. Like, no. And guess where it's at? In the Gaston Mall. No, never. Like, never would have thought that that would have happened, you know? So, like, that's good that you guys are pioneer entertaining the city like that. It just opens up another avenue that we couldn't even thought possibly could be done. Even what you're doing there, you're doing something. I don't think everybody gets the magnitude of where you're at and what you're doing where you're at, that there is no opportunities. This man has no resources. He has nowhere you can go in and be like, hey, I need help with this. You probably are the first one doing what you're doing in that city. I wouldn't doubt it.
Yes, sir.
I don't know nobody else putting out movies and sitcoms out in that city. So you are the pioneer of that. That's nothing to take take for granted. Yeah, that's something to wear a badge of honor on now.
Yeah, that's what somebody was telling me when I was working on something earlier in the week, is that you got to understand, DJ, there's not many people doing what you're doing. Like, everybody's doing photography, everybody's doing this, everybody's doing that, everybody's cooking and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, how many people are like my age, at least, X out the age, anybody doing this, what I'm doing.
Right.
But then you put in the age, I'm 22 and I'm doing stuff like this. I already made an app at the age of 22. Right. I already made a website at the age of 22. I already making deals with big platforms at the age of 22. Selling out events. I sold out at the World of Wheeling Movie Premiere. We were sold out July 9th. Wow. Already. We had to put people in the balcony at the age of 22. Just stuff that I'm doing at 22. I got to be great. I have to be grateful that I'm able to do this at my young age. And imagine where I'll be 10 years from now doing what I'm doing.
That's beautiful, man. You hear it, audience. 22 years old, man. You guys got to go get that app, ENT Plus. Actually, let them know all your social media handles and mainly highlight the app.
Oh, yeah. You know, Instagram, the DJ underscore entertainment. Facebook, the DJ entertainment. TikTok, the DJ entertainment. It's just DJ entertainment. And, you know, go to App Store, ENT Plus, and Google Play Store, ENT Plus, and maybe once time November hits, you can see on the smart TV, ENT Plus, so you can watch it on TV for your big movies and stuff like that, see on the big screen.
Proud of you, man. Proud of me. And if you guys are listening, if you're out the country listening, don't worry. You can go right into the show notes. Click on right there. I have all his links right into the bio. Leads you directly to it, okay? So no worries about that. Man, it's always a pleasure. It was important that I got you on here. I see you on social media active. When I saw the app and all that, I was like, man, I got to get this guy on. He's moving too fast, too fast. That is good. I love it, man. So we're going to get into this or that before we let you out. And then a little Very, Very Vegas, which you're already educated on and you know what this is about. So the first this or that for DJ Raglan, we got you, man. Netflix or Hulu, right up your alley. Which one? Netflix or Hulu?
Shoo, you gave me a hard one. All right. I ain't gonna lie, I'm always on Netflix if it comes down to next for Hulu. Some Netflix,
okay, Netflix, okay. And I like Netflix documentaries for some reason. You know, you can.
That's what I'm usually on. That's what I'm usually on.
Yeah, yeah, I like to learn. Yeah, that's they have some good ones. They really do. They really do. Yeah. Okay, so this next one, I might start something in your hometown. I hope not. Are you Auburn or Bama?
Bama. Roll Tide. What you mean?
Hey, they almost scared me the other day, though. I know they was hurting from that last loss. So I was like, man.
Oh, no.
Boy, that
yeah, Roll Tide.
Nick Saban don't like losing. You could tell on his face.
You know it. You know it. He does not.
He does not like losing. All right, man. So the next one is trending topic. Apple or Android? Which one you prefer?
Apple.
Okay.
All day, every day. I'm on a Mac right now. Apple.
That's right. Hey, have you ever shot some of your scenes with the iPhone and it came out good?
Yes.
Have you?
Very, very beginning, our start of like in 2020 when we started back the company, mm-hmm. that's what we used, iPhone.
Wow. So, yeah. Wow. Good quality on it too, huh? What do you use to edit down your movies and everything? What do you use to edit it?
Thanks to my producer, we use Movavi editor, video editor. That's my go-to. Everything I edit, the photos, videos, Movavi. That's gotcha. My guy. So
I love editing, man, because you learn something new every day too.
Yes.
It's like you never stop learning with editing.
Yes.
It's like a never ending learning process. And it's like, man,
I get so happy when I find something, man.
Right. And it's almost, what's crazy though, and I create so much, like I can even get in the zone to where like, I know I got to create, but I'm like, nah, I'm not really like feeling it. But as soon as I just start, it doesn't take nothing but like 5 minutes. And you're like, dude, you're in a zone. You're like, leave me alone. Hold on. Yep. I'm in a zone. Let me get this together. Yep. I got to tell this story now.
Yep. When I'm editing, I cut everything off, TV, everything. I don't need no sound. And I'm digged in. And then I get happy when stuff going my way. I'm like, yes, it looks good. It looks so good. Yeah.
That's when you know it's meant. That's when you know it's meant, boy. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So this one's very, very Vegas. We're going to see how very, very Vegas you are. Hopefully you've been studying since the last time. You might get this one, I think. Which casino in Las Vegas a boxing match is more likely to be held at? Which casino in Las Vegas a boxing match is more likely to be held at? Now, would it be Circus Circus, MGM Grand, or Caesar's Palace?
MGM Grand.
You got it, baby. MGM Grand.
I know.
You got it. Got it, baby.
I heard that name way too many times.
Yeah, like, hold on. The Grand. Yeah, yeah. You know any match is going to be held at the Grand. The Grand will have first bids. Uh-huh. Oh, man. It's always a pleasure. DJ Raglan, man, I'm proud of you. You're setting a good tone and example for those who are young. That's why I will have you on my show 1,000 times because you set a great example. You're 22 years old. You got your head on right. You're very witty. You're an old soul. You know, and you're not making stuff just for your era. You touch every generation, every era. And that's the gift about you. It's just not your era that understands what you're doing. It's universal. And you're going to go far, man. I believe in you. You are going to go far. And if I can help you in any kind of form of fashion, I'm here at all times, man.
Thank you, man.
No problem, man. Appreciate you being here, man. We're going to keep up with you. And you guys go check him out. Support DJ Raglan and DJ Entertainment, ENT Plus. Go look up the app. I know you guys either got an Apple or Android. I know all my listeners are Apple users. I do my insights well. 71% of my listeners are Apple users. So this man loves Apple also. So go to the store and download the app. Check out these movies that we were just talking about. You won't be mad. Believe me. DJ Raglan, I appreciate you again, man. I'll catch you on the rebound on next time, okay? Listeners, I want to thank you guys for tuning in, and definitely we'll see you guys next Friday. I love you, and I'll see you guys. All right, DJ, man, you take care, man, and keep doing your good work.
You too, man.
All right. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure to follow, subscribe, and download. Also, you can email us. Email the show. Any questions, you can email us at visitvegasplaces@gmail.com. And that's visitvegasplaces@gmail.com. And you can also support the show. Support is always welcome. Make sure you can follow the link inside the show notes. And that is on Cash App, $VisitVegas, $VisitVegas. Follow us on all social media platforms, you guys. And that's at Visit Vegas Places. And that's whether it's TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the good stuff. Thank you guys for tuning in. And we will see you next Friday at 12 noon Pacific Time Standard.